Yeah, Emodi, and welcome to Rotuman Language Week 2020. Our theme this year, Putua os Feinga Mos and Fak Rotuma, nurturing our Rotuman identity through language and a culture. Maria Fuata is the chair of the New Zealand Rotuman Fellowship Group. The national group is made up of four subgroups: New Zealand Rotuman Fellowship in Wellington, New Zealand Rotuman Fellowship Group in Waikato, as well as Auckland and Mairani. Maria joins us now for an overview of the first official Rotuman Language Week with the Ministry for Pacific Peoples 2020. Noa ia, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Maria. Faixia.
Noi mauri, Brian. Good morning to all our listeners. Thank you for having me.
Firstly, Maria, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Noia o te wasale Maria Fuata. Nohen ne pepche, chuchu, losa, ma itumuta. Ngo noh e Auckland. So I've just introduced myself briefly in Rotuman, and translated, that's my name is Maria. I am from the villages of Pepche, Chuchu, Itumuta and Losa in Rotuma, and I live in Auckland. I was born and raised in Fiji, like most Rotumans. I went to school there, and about 17 years ago, moved to New Zealand with my family. And so here we are. I mean, all the while, connecting with our community has been a big part, because when you're homesick and you miss all the food and all the, you know, the laughter and all that, connecting with your community here helps you, I guess, do that more as opposed to just being on your own. So, yeah, I've been involved with the community for a long time with my families and all the aunties and uncles and, yeah, just the whole whānau.
Maria, how important, significant and amazing is this for our Rotuman community in New Zealand to be celebrating the first ever Rotuman Language Week in New Zealand?
Oh, it's a huge milestone for our small community. It's a dream come true, to be honest, really. We've been meeting together for the last 30 years as a small group of families first, and then you know, people realize there's families down in Wellington, Waikato and Christchurch and Dunedin even. So, you know, over the years, the community just met once a year, you know, because everyone's far away, celebrating our language and culture. And then gradually, I guess, with the improved technology and improved resourcing, we started to do classes in our different groups all over the country. And then just getting together one weekend, which is usually Labor weekend and Rotuma Day in May, just to celebrate together as a community. So having this Language Week being included in the Ministry of Pacific Peoples Pacific Language Celebration just, I guess, reinforces and validates and rewards all the hard work that our leaders and founders have put in over the last 30 years. So it's a dream come true, literally.
And over the last 30 years, but more so say over the last few years, how did we get to this stage in terms of the, you know, first official Language Week celebrations? And maybe, you know, you've mentioned the Ministry for Pacific Peoples. How we got to this point, and some of the maybe individuals or organisations that have helped to, you know, to get to here, please, Maria.
Sure. So I guess the culmination of all that 30 years trying to do things on our own probably came to fruition in the last 4 or 5 years, where our groups, I guess, seeing the Pacifica Language Week celebrations, realized, oh, you know, it probably isn't just a Rotuma Day thing. It could be a whole week promoting the language, not just to our own community, but to the whole of New Zealand. And so I guess in, was it 2018, possibly? Yeah, it was 2018 when the Auckland Rotuman Group did an unofficial Rotuman Language Week, but it was a community-led initiative, and the whole of the community came together to support that initiative, because it was an exciting first Language Week from the community. Last year, the New Zealand Rotuman Fellowship had been running a pilot language program. And with that program, just, I guess, having workshops, and especially around May, our Language Week and Rotuma Day, just encouraging people to come forward and join Rotuman classes. And also, we call it a tomaka, but the dance and singing is a big part of the learning for our young people. So in the celebration, we'd have a big dance, almost like a that's the feature for the weekend, apart from food, of course. So to get to that stage, there's a lot of learning and singing and dancing over maybe three months. And that in that 3 months leading up to the celebration, there's a lot of learning, you know, with the language. And so last year, the New Zealand Richmond Fellowship hosted a language week and a camp in May, as well as all the other Richmond groups in their different locations. So I think it sort of became a grander and bigger event for the community. And we did have the support of the ministry last year, where Aupito was our chief guest, Honourable Minister Aupito was our chief guest. And we realized as a community, you know, this could get, you know, bigger and better in terms of just putting ourselves out there and connecting and collaborating with people who support us. And so we were part of the language review with the ministry late last year, as well as all the other Rotuman community groups. And part of that piece of work was just helping us work through whether, yep, we can be part of the Language Week celebrations officially. And it's a lot of hard work, a lot of meetings, a lot of Zoom meetings. But, you know, I guess for us, it was just worth the journey and worth the efforts, not just from me, but from our whole committee, and our elders in the community. And here we are.
Awesome. Some of the biggest challenges in getting to this point of the first official Rotuman Language Week celebrations, please, Maria.
Sure. I guess one of the biggest challenges is if you don't have knowledge holders to teach it to our community and teach it correctly, you know, therein lies, I guess that's the biggest roadblock for us. And so because we're a small community, we only have a handful of, you know, real knowledge holders. I wouldn't say experts, I'd say knowledge holders, because these are made up of people who grew up on the island, who are immersed in the language and culture, as well as our elders. So there's just that limited, just a small number of knowledge holders at the moment. So, you know, that's something that we, I guess, as a community need to really think about so that we can pass on our Rotuman language and culture. And yeah, I guess with the support and the fact that we're part of this Language Week celebrations, it's probably not just going to give us support to help address that challenge, but probably more give our own community confidence that, you know, there are others out there who probably can contribute to the community's learning, and just sort of build our confidence as a Rotuman people and be proud of it.
Also, I, you know, being the first, however, with COVID-19 and the, you know, the impacts that has had. And of course, you know, whenever any type of celebration with Pacifica, you know, we have to be in close proximity to celebrate. How have you, you know, and talk to me about having to adapt to COVID-19 and also celebrating, you know, Rotuman Language Week, Maria.
Yeah. Thank you. I know we were all geared up for another camp because we all wanted to be together in the whole weekend and just eat and dance and sing and meet each other. Obviously, with the lockdown and the restrictions, we as a committee quickly had to adjust everything. We had everything in place, but it was just adjusting how we delivered that. So thankfully, we have some real tech-savvy people in our community, like our young people who, you know, I, to be honest, I didn't really know much how to do that. But we had all these, because our committee is made up of volunteers from the community, and we had people in IT, people in communications, and just passionate about wanting to get our message across. So before the launch on the weekend, we actually launched our community online learning. And all that was just taking all the resourcing that was put together by our tutors and language experts into an online format. Thankfully, as in most Pacifica communities, we have a lot of teachers as well. I'm a homeschool mum, so I teach my two girls using Google Classroom, and so do the other teachers. So we realized, you know, why not use Google Classroom and then complement that with Zoom sessions. So we launched that just at the start of the lockdown. Just to connect with our community and tell people, you know, it's okay. It's a bit challenging times, but we still can connect as a community and learn. So And it was awesome. So for me, I guess the pandemic is, yes, it's a challenge, but it was a silver lining for our community in some ways, because it connected with families who couldn't make it to the camp or couldn't come down to Auckland for the get together. So, and that's been running since the lockdown. And then that led to the online launch on Saturday. Amazing technology.
With that, tell us about the, you know, the opening day for Rotuman Language Week celebrations. Can you give us an overview of that, of Saturday, please?
I guess the best way to measure that huge success for us as a small, tiny community is to know that I think as of yesterday, our meeting committee update, we had about 6,000 views on that event. And that was streamed live on Saturday at 11 o'clock. And it's still on our official New Zealand Rotuman Language Week page on Facebook. But what that was just a featuring Rotuma. If you have time, Brian, I suggest you have a look at it, because there's a piece there on the island itself. It's amazing, because we know that lots of people don't know of Rotuma, and of course it's probably as beautiful or even more beautiful than Samoa, but I'm sure it's all in the same level. But it was a success for us as a community, and we were honoured to have Honourable Minister Aupito address us and officially open the week. But we also had His Excellency the President of Fiji, who is Rotuman, Major General Chioche Konrote addressed us. So it was really up there, official in terms of, the highest, the most distinguished Rotuman you could get on the planet to help our community celebrate. It was a huge success. And our the elders, myself included, and all our people who have worked hard, it was an emotional event for us. But it was a huge success. And that's big thanks to our community.
That's a good question, Maria, because I'm just assuming, while we're talking, everyone knows that, where Rotuma is, but for those maybe not familiar of the location, and tell us a bit, the location geographically, and tell us about the beautiful people of Rotuma, please.
Sure. So locationally, it is northwest of Fiji. Apparently, it's closer to Wallis and Futuna than it is to Fiji. So it's sort of right on the top, and thankfully we have flights there now on a weekly basis. But otherwise, if you travel there when I was a little girl, you'd take 3 days and two nights on a normal government boat. So it is quite far, but I guess that's part of the uniqueness of it, because it's I like to call it, and a lot of us say that's our hidden paradise, because it's not easy to get there. Because it's unique and because it's hidden, it's, I guess, untouched. There's no tourism on there. There's no, there's no buses. The wharf, accessibility is quite hard. So that's why when you get there, it's like a huge fiat for a lot of our people. But I guess one of the things that makes Rotumans unique is, we have a blend of languages. I know the origins come from a mix of Micronesia, Asia. I don't know if you've heard it, but it is quite different sounding. It's a different sounding language. It's very complicated, as my children would attest to, in terms of the learning. It was like, Mom, this is so hard. There's six ways to say the letter A, but it's a unique language. I guess for us as a people, it's just embracing that uniqueness and being proud of being Rotuman, especially being far from our island home here in New Zealand.
So a brief overview, please, Maria, of, celebrations taking part this week. You've already mentioned the Facebook page, so maybe if that's easier. And also a message to our Rotuman community this week as we highlight the people, the language and the culture of Rotumans, please.
Sure. There's a lot happening. I mean, online, I guess there's no limits to what you can do, because everyone's online from, the morning all the way to late at night. So every day we start with a word of the day and a phrase of the day, as well as a devotion that we had this morning on our on the actual official page. And these are all put out as streamed videos. So if you miss it, you can still go on and have a look at it. And it's on our official page, which is the NZ Rotuman Language Week on Facebook. And everything is there, all our resources, all our promotions about the language and the culture. and a lot of really amazing videos that our community has put forward to us to put out there as part of the Language Week celebrations. I'd encourage everyone to just give it a go, because even our own people, it's hard to learn. But just for non-Richmonds, learn something in Richmond. We have some Love My Language challenges, which helps you introduce yourself as, you know, where you come from, but in Rotuman. And there's a lot of audio. There's some really amazing footage that we've got from Rotumans across the globe. But of course, it's all about the language. And so on Wednesday, on Rotuma Day, which is May the 13th, we have a special program on Rotuma itself and the history behind that celebration. But just encouraging our community to join us on that Love My Language Learning, which is an online learning platform for the community. Basically, it's for Rotumans and non-Rotumans who want to learn anywhere, anytime, because it's on the cloud and available for free.
And before you go, maybe some words of encouragement or some greetings in the beautiful Rotuman language, please, Maria.
Sure. Foyexia Brian and the team at 531 PI is Olo Lumek as Katuang Helafte Isma Ngasafte Is. I guess for us as Rotumans, it's celebrating our language as a people. It's nurturing that culture and that identity through our language. And we hope that all Rotumans would join in, because it's for everybody. And non-Rotumans as well, because a lot of our Rotumans are married to non-Rotumans. So it's all about just getting involved and embracing our identity as Rotumans in New Zealand. Faiexia.
Faiexia Maria Fuata, Chair of the New Zealand Rotuman Fellowship Group. Faiexia Maria, thank you so much for your time this morning, and to you and the team and to the beautiful community of Rotuma. All the very best for a successful first official celebration of Rotuman Language Week.